Strange Adventure.
John Flaherty walked down Oak Street until he came to his destination, an old frame structure. Hanging beside the door was a faded sign, Peter Smorgas, board and room. He knocked at the door and it was opened. The little man was ushered into the living room and introduced to the two men who had hired him as guide. Paul Butler and Ray Swan motioned John to a chair and proffered a cigarette.
Mr. Friday, Smorgas tells me you would be a good man to show a couple of would-be hunters the ropes.
Well, I've lived here for quite a while. I hope I can be of some help.
Good. We'd like to leave early tomorrow morning.
John Friday and his two employers pitched camp and settled down to a week of hunting and fishing. They had been out 4 days when John Friday drove back to Martinville for more supplies and ammunition. The two Easterners assured him that they would carry on safely until his return. While in town, John called at the office of Sheriff Patrick O'Brien.
Patrick, I've got a good job now, showing two men how to hunt mountain lions. Hey, look, why don't you drive out there with me today and join us for a hunt, huh?
Well, no, that's a very good idea. I guess the town can spare me for a few hours. I'll get Deputy Mark Watson to watch things till I get back.
John and the sheriff drove into a cheerless camp, where tragedy had struck during the guide's absence. Ray Swan lay upon a cot, his left side wrapped in bandages. Butler recounted the story of the accident.
Yeah, Ray wanted to do a bit of hunting alone yesterday afternoon. Night came on and he hadn't got back, so I was afraid he might be lost or hurt, so I started out to look for him.
But didn't you realize that you might get lost yourself?
Well, I was so anxious to find Ray that I forgot my own danger. It was so dark I could hardly follow the trail. Suddenly I saw a pair of eyes shining at me in the darkness. I called out thinking I'd found Ray, but there was no answer. Those gleaming eyes kept staring at me. I became panicky, thinking I was facing a mountain lion, so I fired. And those eyes didn't gleam anymore. I struck a match and found I'd shot Ray in the side. I carried him into camp and did what I could for him.
John Friday and Patrick O'Brien stepped outside the tent and took Butler's story apart.
You know, John, I've got an idea that guy's lying. His story didn't sound very convincing to me.
Didn't to me either, Patrick. As a matter of fact, the whole tale was a figment of the imagination to throw us off the real story of attempted murder.
John and Patrick stepped back into the tent and called Butler aside. The sheriff was stern as he spoke.
Mr. Butler, I'm holding you for the attempted murder of your partner. You evidently can't lie any better than you can hunt, according to me little friend here.
Yes, you told us that you saw two shining eyes in the darkness and that you thought it was an animal you shot. Well, if you knew anything about nature, you'd know an animal's eyes shine only by reflected light, and a human's eyes never shine at all.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventures.